The retractable telescopes that pirates and sailors once used are now a thing of the past, but they're still a great example of what's known as telescoping structure. In this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez explores how researchers are building versions of these structures that could make robots more flexible.
Telescoping structures are made of two or more nested pieces which fit inside each other and slide in and out to different lengths. They also show up in some ladders and umbrellas and tend to share a specific trait.
Pretty much all of these telescoping structures move along just a straight line.
That's Keenan Crane, assistant professor of robotics and computer science at Carnegie Mellon University.
We had this kind of aha moment where we said, well, you don't have to move just along a straight line. There's lots of other shapes you can make. You can make a curve, you can make a twist. That leads into all sorts of new things beyond what we usually see.
This realization led to the creation of unique software. Users can draw curves or import 3D shapes, which the program turns into telescoping pieces that can expand and contract smoothly. Structures can be simple, like a T-shape, or complicated, like a lizard. Crane has already 3D printed a few of the software's creations, but before they can become robots, he and his colleagues need to figure out how their movement would be powered and controlled. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Joaquin Gonzalez.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.